The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 1-4 in conference play and 3-6 overall. Nebraska hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. That's what we'll do.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Kevin Trahan from USA Today.
Hi, Mike. In the last couple of games, the opposing quarterbacks have broken off pretty big runs against you guys. It seems like there are linebackers either out of position or not taking the right angles. Is that something you've noticed, and is that something you think you guys can correct?
Wow, yeah, you're right on. And, you know, this last week in particular was a quarterback draw. And we were pressuring, and we didn't get in the right gap. So, you know, it caused a bunch of problems initially, which led to the long run. Then they cracked our safety, and it was out the door. Yes, we can correct that. So that is, but you're right. And it wasn't really off the zone read stuff. It was just more of a plain quarterback draw.
On the ones against Northwestern, I think on one of Clayton Thorson's big runs there, it looked like the linebackers, are they supposed to have a spy on the quarterback, or were they just not in the right position?
Those were two scrambles. You know, those were not designated runs. Those were two drop back pass, take off. The patterns had spread our defense out to such a point where, you know, it turned into one-on-one tackling, which we missed, but our middle linebacker couldn't get there. Our safety collided with another player, and that's what caused the first one in particular. But safeties and backers are going to be guys in the coverages we were in that have to squeeze that run if indeed it does break from a scramble.
All right, thanks a lot.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Coach, as you prepare for November, your first year at Nebraska, when you look across the way this week at Mark D'Antonio, why do you think he has had success building such a successful program in his time there?
Well, I think that, first of all, I know Mark pretty well. We've become friends through the years, and our staff was able to, they came out and we visited football for a couple of years while I was at Oregon State one spring. So, you know, and what I've really noticed about them is they are just sound and efficient as they can be and teach a sound, efficient brand of football. They're good football people. They're good football coaches. They're good with people. And they've been able to have really good continuity. So you've got good people with an extended period of time. That's usually a good recipe.
Coach, given how the season has gone for your team, are you guys approaching this week any differently with a top 10 team coming to play a night game and maybe an opportunity to create a turning point for the season?
Well, we've had a lot of interesting type ball games through the year, and hopefully we've learned from it. Our biggest obstacle probably is making sure that we have a belief and stay mentally tough in this deal. I think that the way we're looking at it is it's a great challenge, and with that is presented a great opportunity. We know we're going to have to play real well, play well throughout the game against a very good, solid football team that has earned, and it's no accident they are where they are in the rankings.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what did you think about Sean's letter that he released there to the fans?
Oh, I thought it was good. I think it was probably a timely message considering the year that we're having and the history that, you know, you combine the year we're having with the history at Nebraska and a new coaching staff. I think that it was probably timely and well said.
Did he mention it to you before at all, or he just went ahead and released it?
I got word of it probably a couple hours before it was released.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.